Blog Talk Radio.
Former Blackhawk, local guy, and the current color analyst for the Blackhawks on television, it is Eddie Olczyk.
You guy's an asshole. Dead air moments. Paid out the rectum.
Well, first of all, we're very, very happy with Dennis Savard as our head coach. He's growing.
What the fuck does that mean?
He's fat!
I don't know how long you guys got, but I'll sit here till 4 in the morning and explain to you why James Wisniewski sucks.
You're never surprised by anything.
I'll be the guy that when he bends over, you see his hockey night whale ass.
That's awesome.
So, Superstar, today was the second day in a row that I went to work and I was I went to work and I wore two different kinds of socks, right?
Yeah, well, at least it wasn't two different shoes.
No, because I don't have that many shoes. I mean, I think I have two pairs of dress shoes, and one are for the appropriate events, to spill a lot of alcohol on, and the other are not. So, but no, the socks. See, I have a problem, okay? I want to tell you about it. You know, Superstar, you're kind of close to me in a way. I'm never home. Never, ever home.
No.
Very, very rarely. And I have two adorable cats who obviously love me very much, right?
Absolutely.
They are beyond pissed off at me these days because I'm never home. So I guess what they have decided to do is start playing games with my clothes, because for the life of me, I couldn't figure this out. And I've been dealing with this for weeks and weeks and weeks. And I just have the type of personality that I just deal with these sort of things. And if I have to go to work with two different kinds of socks, I go to work with two different kinds of socks, and I just don't care. I mean, they're the same color, because I have basically all black socks. I mean, there's some gray here and there, but they're pretty much all black socks. So it's not that big of an issue, but when you're sitting there on the train and you look down and your left sock's got the stripe going up the side of it and the right one doesn't, then you look like a doofus, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Well, sometimes when I'm on the CTA, I look like a doofus, right? So, but what I've realized is that it's my cats that are taking my socks and, hiding them underneath the beds. For weeks and weeks, I'm like, how can I be out of socks? Like, I wash these socks. Where do these socks go? And when they come back from the dryer, how come they're not together like they were when I put them in the wash and then in the dryer? Like, how could this be? But as it turns out, because I watched, every once in a while you catch your cat doing something he's not supposed to do.
Absolutely, I know that all too well.
When you walk into the bathroom and you see that he's sitting on the toilet, and you wonder
he gives you that look like.
Yeah, like what the hell is your problem? What are you looking at?
Yeah.
Well, I caught one of my cats, running with my sock, and I. Finally figured it out. But that's not all they're doing. They one of them, and when I find out who, they're going to be in some really, really big trouble. One of them, I have an in their bedroom, because my cats, are treated like royalty. They have their own bedroom, with closet space and everything. They have the hall of the amenities, right? Well, I had a clothes basket on their bed, You know, it's like a queen too. You know, so apparently they needed more space, and they wanted to let me know about it. So one of them went in the clothes basket and took a leak.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah,
clean clothes too, I'm sure.
Well, they were, yeah, I mean, yeah. But I don't know, and I'm never home, so the moose especially gets really antsy when I forget to feed him. Because the moose is a pretty big dude. But I guess that's enough of that. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Third Man in Radio. It is Tuesday night. Let me try to get this straight. September 22nd?
I believe that is correct.
Okay. All right. 2009, it is 8:05 in Chicago, and alongside is my co-host. I don't really have anything nice to say about you this week, but it is the superstar. How are you doing tonight, superstar?
I'm well. You know, hanging in there.
Okay, I would like to, first of all, I want to start the show off tonight. We're just a few minutes in, but I want to start off tonight by saying tonight's show is going to suck. It's going to be really, really bad. Really nothing good is going to come of this show. If you're listening to us live right now, I would just shut down your computer and just go do something else.
Season premieres are on tonight. You'll be less disappointed with them than you will be with us.
Yes. I don't know if Dancing with the Stars is on tonight, or maybe you have a dog you can walk. Maybe you could walk somebody else's dog. Maybe you could just go down to the local Starbucks and chat up somebody. Anything that you could think of right now would be more entertaining, and you just would be better spent doing that than listening to this show, because this show tonight is going to suck. but before you log off, if you're on the train or you're in your car tomorrow, whenever you listen to this, before you do that, I will give a stateofthethirdmanin.com address here in a little bit, in just a few minutes, and we also have to talk, make a couple announcements. But just so you know, after that stuff's over, there's going to be probably some making fun of Adam Burrish, telling you how much Kyle Beach sucks, Theo Fleury drinking stories, and anything else that may occur. Actually, you know, some people have emailed Superstar, and I don't know if you've gotten any email, but some people email and they say, you know, they say like, oh, I like this show because it's just like, you know, guys sitting around at the bar, or guys and ladies sitting around at the bar talking about hockey or, you know, whatever. Well, tonight is going to be that show. So if that's what you
absolutely
like, yeah, then, you know, what did you say?
See, that way they don't even have to stick around for the after hours portion, because that's pretty much what we're going to do all day.
Right.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, so that's basically that. But before we get into that, well, why don't we just wait? All right, Saturday night, Superstar. here's the thing. This coming Saturday night I'm talking about. I have great ideas sometimes. Wouldn't you say?
You do.
Okay, but
most of them come off the drop of a hat, too. You know, you come up with a great idea, and sometimes you don't even realize how great of an idea it is until, like, 3 in the morning.
Right. But, see, sometimes I come up with, you know, pretty good to great ideas, but the execution of them is just awful. And I would like to use that as a way basically that fits when talking about the Third Man in Fantasy Hockey League and the draft party that's going to be coming on this Saturday night. As of now, I think there are going to be 3 people that are actually going to be there to draft, and 2 of them are you and I. but, I mean, I think there are other people that are going to come to drink with us, and really that's the only thing that matters.
Because, yeah, absolutely.
Because if you're coming to drink with us, that's going to be a good time. All you have to do is tolerate us drafting, you know, pretend hockey teams, and, you know, it only take 45 minutes at tops 45 minutes. So, and we'll still drink with you. And Superstar will walk away from his computer, and I'll draft Adam Burrish for him. And it'll be a great time.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
But in the same vein, we have three spots open. Now, I sent out a lot of invites, and some people said that they wanted to join up, and they didn't end up joining. Well, they have 3 or 4 days to, you know, to still sign up, but we're not going to wait around for them. So basically what I'm telling you is we have three spots open for the thirdmanin.com Fantasy Hockey League. If you want to join, you don't have to be from Chicago. You don't have to be at the draft party on Saturday night. If you would like to join us, if you would like to participate in the league, if you would like to, you know, lay us the smackest down on that superstar ass, email me. ChrisBlock@thethirdmanin.com, thethirdmanin@sbcglobal.net, or just go to the contact page on that website that we're going to talk about here in a little bit, thethirdmanin.com. Go to the contact, just email me, say, hey, Block, I want the link. I want to join the league. I'll send you the link. You can sign up, and you can be a part of it. And if not, I think we have some people that we can fill the league. But we would first and foremost want to fill it with listeners of the radio show. Since there's no content on the website, we can't say readers. So listeners of the radio show, we would invite you first and foremost to be a part of the league. So again, if you want to, you know, you want to join up, email me, chrisblock@thethirdmanin.com, and we will get that to you ASAP. I can manage that. I can do that. I can send you a quick email with the link. But yeah, so three spots left. It'll be a lot of fun, even if you can't be at the draft party. There'll be a lot of smack talk going on in the league. I don't know. I think it would be good fun. What do you think, Superstar?
I think it's going to be great fun. I think I don't know what the people's problem are. I don't know why we still have spots open. I thought it would fill up a lot quicker than this.
Well, it's my fault. I will take the blame. It's my fault for having entirely too much on my plate, not being able to update the website and keep people keep eyes coming to the website and everything. It's my fault. But, again, we did have people that said they were going to join. They didn't. And that's fine. Plans change. People change their minds. But, we would still like to fill those three spots. And so we'll see. But, yeah, just wanted to get that out there because we didn't talk about it last week, I don't even think. I didn't have a chance to go back and listen to last week's show. Apparently, it was the best show that we ever did. I haven't heard it.
I didn't listen.
But, so that's the story there.
Well, we'll just thank Sam for it being the best show ever.
Yeah, I didn't listen to it. And while it was going on, it felt pretty good. And thanks again to Sam for coming on. As a reminder, for those of you that want to, you know, that don't go to games, you would like to get a subscription to the Committed Indian, you can go over to secondcityhockey.com. On the left side of the page, there's a link there, Committed Indian subscriptions. You can go subscribe for a full season. It's quite a deal. Full season, you're guaranteed 41 games, or no, 40, because of the game in Finland, but. You're guaranteed 40 issues for $70, I believe is what it was. And that's a hell of a steal. Plus, if the Blackhawks make the playoffs, and you would assume that they would, you'll get the playoffs included in that fee, that price as well. So it's a great deal for those of you that don't go out to the games, that don't get to go and buy the Committed Indian. It is available to you online. You can also get individual games for $2. It comes direct to you in the afternoon of the game in a PDF format file. And $2, you can buy them individually or you can buy the whole season. I would suggest that. And or you can buy them at the game outside the building. This Friday night will be the first issue. I think it's a little bit of a season preview. I have a column to write, and I'll be writing that tomorrow evening at the bar. But I won't be drinking while I'm writing. Not much, anyway.
Yeah, crapping.
But I'll probably start it tonight and then, put the finishing touches on tomorrow while I'm sipping a Guinness. I'm qualified to write for the Chicago Sun-Times. So Friday night I'll be in the Committed Indian if you want to pick it up. Don't know what I'll be talking about just yet, but I'll start thinking about it when I get off the air here. Before we go any further, I do want to say not everything that happened over the weekend was great. Unfortunately, and it's sad to pass this along, but I do want to send, because I haven't had a chance to do this, send my sincere condolences to Superstar, to your mom, who lost her husband on Friday night, Tom, to a nasty, very quick battle with cancer. And want to send all the best wishes out to her and your family as well. It's quite sobering, and why don't you have...
He was this Plains firefighter, which is, for those of you out of the Chicagoland area who don't know it, it's 10, 15 minutes outside of the city limits, close to the airport. But he was a firefighter there for 37 years, so you can just imagine how many people... a firefighter affects on a daily basis, and you multiply that by 37 years, he had a great effect on that town. So, he was self-proclaimed a little rough around the edges, but we all got to know him really well, obviously, in the last 7-8 years, and we all loved him dearly, and it's a shame. So, but I do want to say thank you if we do have any displaced firefighters who do listen. For their support and love that they've given my family in the last 3 weeks or so. So thank you to them, and thank you to you, Block.
No problem. Anything, but moving along, I guess, to anything I know is probably a pretty action-packed, not in a good way, weekend for you. Anything interesting else happened over the weekend? How was your Sunday?
You know, it was good. It was good, relaxed a little bit, got the family together to watch a very surprising Bears win. But other than that, just dealing with that. Unfortunately, I haven't seen a lot of preseason hockey yet at all, dealing with all this stuff, so I'll leave that up to you. You are the expert. But no, the weekend was pretty calm, other than that.
I had a really great weekend, actually, and I was at the United Center on Saturday night, watching what was another surprising result. The Blackhawks put out their pretty much their team with a few exceptions, and they lost to the Washington Capitals, who brought, with the exception of maybe three or four guys, maybe five or six. Brought the Hershey Bears with him, and the Blackhawks had nothing but troubles. And Cristobal Huey couldn't make a big save at the end, and Blackhawks fans go home with a sour taste in their mouth. Supposedly the largest crowd ever at a preseason game at the United Center. I'd have to look that one up, but we'll take them at their word. It was great to be back out and have hockey back again. There's really not much else to get excited about around Chicago now. So, and even if there was, I really wouldn't really care anyway. It's hockey season, and we're ready to roll. So it just felt great to be back out there. It's going to be great to be back out on Friday night, Minnesota Wild in town. I want to thank I ran into a few people that listen or read the site, came up to me on Saturday night and said hello. It was it's always great meeting the people, and whether they like me or not, I don't mind meeting them. everything was positive and supportive, and hopefully we won't let these people down much further or continually over the next continually over the next few months or so. We'll get into that in just a quick few seconds. Superstar, you got anything? I'm going to go through some emails here because I do have some stuff that we're going to get to later. Do you have anything any news of the day that we should know? I know that Adam Burrish, probably most of the people listening to this already know, Adam Burrish is going to be out 6 months with an ACL injury that he suffered on Sunday night in Minnesota with Marty Havlett running wild all over the Rockford Ice Hawks because the Blackhawks didn't send, I believe they sent, who did they send on Sunday night? They sent Burrish, Frazier, Nicholas Halmerson, Brent Sopel, Antti Niemi was the goalie, Jack Skilly was there, Kyle Beach, and that was pretty much it. And the Blackhawks lose 3-0 in Minnesota. Martin Havlett scores 2 goals in the first period against in his first chance to play against his former mates, and even though there were only a few of them. And then the other news of the day, besides Adam Burrish being out of commission now until probably around March 1st, Kyle Beach not going to get that shot to earn that nine game trial here in Chicago, even with all the injuries, because they knew. See, this is what surprised me. Even knowing that Adam Burrish is going to be out, you know, now for all this time, here's another roster spot. It's not just Marian Hossa's roster spot. It's not you know, potentially Chris Versteeg having injury issues. It's not, I mean, Dave Boland, you know, is had a rough start to training camp. But now you know that here's this fourth line spot, and it, you know, and Burrish is going to be missing. And the same day they decide to send Kyle Beach down, or not even down, back to his junior club in Lethbridge. So sad day for those Kyle Beach supporters, and not a whole lot going on. Can you think of anything else?
No, I think obviously you hit on the news of the day is the Hawks trimming their roster to 28, and the Adam Burrish injury, which, I mean, how much of an effect is that really going to have on this team? I don't know. I don't think that much at all. They're pretty stacked as far as forwards go, and I think, even though, quote unquote, the fan favorite, I don't think he was going to get nearly as much ice time as he did last year.
Well, let's just talk about this now. I think I don't care for Adam Burrish. I don't think much of him as a hockey player. I don't think much of his act out on the ice. I think he's a whiny little bitch, and I just don't care for him. But he does bring something to the team in terms of a fourth-line energy guy, and if you believe that having a guy out there running his mouth, starting things with guys and then skating away is a good thing for a hockey club, then the Hawks are going to miss that. I think it leads to other problems, but that's just me. I don't think he's, as you know, last season anyway, he wasn't the stand-up guy out on the ice, you know, the you know, tenacious, tough guy that, you know, the Blackhawks want you to believe, and some fans still to this day believe that he is. He wasn't that guy last year. And I guess the question now is, with this, you know, another injury stacked up, you know, and really a career of some pretty serious injuries that this guy has had, it's like, well, how much more of a whiny little bitch is he going to be when he comes back? He'll come back in March, and he's going to have a lot of energy. It might be one of those things where he'll come back at the right time, but it could also be one of those things where he comes back and somebody else emerges in that role, and Adam Burrish is just forgotten, and that's it for his Blackhawks career. We'll see. I don't think that he's going to be sorely missed as long as the Blackhawks don't make the mistake of trying to put Jack Skilly in his role. Jack Skilly is a bum. And I'm tired of Jack Skilly. I don't want to hear any more about Jack Skilly. I don't want him on the team. I want him back in Rockford where he can complain and bitch about why he's in Rockford. He's not going to help the Blackhawks, and I'm just tired of hearing his name. And if you think that, well, Adam Burrish, you know, doesn't open up a spot for Jack Skilly. Jack Skilly needs to be on one of, He needs to be on the second or third. He needs to be on the third line, and there's no spot for him on the third line. So, I mean, where does Jack Skelly belong? Jack Skelly belongs with another organization, Phoenix, the Islanders, Tampa. I mean, he belongs with one of those teams, or he belongs in Rockford. I think for me, coming into all this, the Blackhawks are missing a lot of jam up front as it is. I think the biggest weakness that the Blackhawks have outside of the uncertainty in net is they need one more big body up front, and they need one more physical guy on the blue line. And I don't think that guy – I didn't have a problem with the way Brent Sopel played on Saturday night. No one saw the game on Sunday unless you were in attendance at the XL Energy Center, and I was not. But – I didn't have a problem with the way he played on Saturday night. Apparently, he was a minus two in the game on Sunday. Don't know what that means again, because you know that's just a number. You didn't see the game. I can't get upset about a minus two if I didn't see the minus two. But I don't think even if Sopel can keep up and play that sixth defense spot, I don't see him as being that physical force, just because he doesn't get around quick enough. He's going to have to play positionally. And if he's got to rub a guy out, he'll rub a guy out. But there you go. I just don't. I mean, he's not a guy that's going to step up into lanes and try to take guys out, just because if he misses or the puck gets by him, you know, there's no getting back. And if he's out there on that third unit, he's out there with Cam Barker, and you don't leave Cam Barker alone. I mean, if there's anything we've learned as Blackhawks, you know, followers or watchers, you don't leave Cam Barker hanging out to defend on his own. So, you know.
Is there anybody, you know, you brought up the Sopel. Is there anybody that even in the system that could come in and be that big body on the on the blue line?
No.
So basically he's the tallest midget.
Is that a good enough answer for you?
Yeah, it works for me.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We can get into all that stuff a little bit later on. There's a nice little preview of the Blackhawks talk to come in the second half of the show, when we usually talk about the Blackhawks. All right. Well, that portion of the program was brought to you by Pretty Girls Massage Parlor at 4906 West Irving Park Road. Pretty Girls Massage, tell them Superstar sent you. I guess we're going to talk about the thirdmanin.com right now. I think a lot
we
of people
do
are
that.
Interested in this.
I am.
Okay. Should we do a backstory? I don't know if we should do a backstory. This is dangerous because this is something that's I'm really aggravated about, and I haven't thought of anything about how I'm going to say this. So, who knows what's going to happen here?
If the third man in isn't up tomorrow, you know, you got the radio show next week. That's about it.
If pushed hard enough, I do have an email from a dope this week, and it's by one of the creators of blogun.com. So
so fitting.
Here's the deal. Taking you back to the day of the relaunch, I get a lot of questions people are asking, just sort of. What's going on? You know, there's the occasional person that complains, the occasional person that says the website sucks and I'm old news and nobody cares about my life. Occasionally I will throw, throw a lure out there or debate out there and say, we're looking for people to come and help and maybe contribute to the site to keep some content going on the site while I'm going through all of these things that I'm currently dealing with. And that's probably a bad way to put it. It's just I am working. I'm working a lot. There's nothing I can do about it. But the day that we relaunched, or I relaunched, to give you a little bit of backstory on it, technically and temporarily, I was unemployed on that day. 2 days later, I picked up a gig, and then I had a part-time thing, and somehow it's parlayed into two basically full-time jobs. And the reality is I have no time to do the thirdmanin.com. And I don't know when that's going to change. I could, you know, I've said this before, I could sleep 3 hours a night, but I kind of already do. I could pay someone to do the website for me. Not going to do that. I could shut it down entirely. I don't really want to do that either. What I chose to do, because I wanted to, because I felt like one of the things that we could do in relaunching the site and being not necessarily different, but just sort of being diverse and have a place that it, where it could be entertaining, it could be just a different way to reach out to people. Had this idea to do this radio show, or you want to call it a podcast, whatever you want to call it. I knew that this thing was going to sort of take on a life of its own, and it already has. And then the reality is, within a few weeks, we're going to be doing two shows a week. And beyond that, I don't know. I've had people that ask me if we could do it nightly. Not going to do that. I've had people that want post-game shows. Well, you want post-game shows after Blackhawks home games? You know, go start your own fucking podcast. you know, I'm not racing home for anything, especially if I have 8 or 9 of those $8 beers, which is possible. That happens from time to time. I want to say that going to blogun.com was the worst mistake that I've ever made. And that's my fault. That's on me. A lot of my frustrations and the lack of content is just my, you know, disenchantment with my decision and how it's turned out. And then the rest of it is just that I just don't have any fucking time. And the free time that I have had lately, I've chosen to allocate that in other ways. And other ways that make me happy, not sitting in front of a computer and you know, doing whatever. Maybe it's just because I'm getting older. Maybe it's because I'm becoming more sensible. Maybe it's because I'm lonely in my apartment with my cats. I don't know. But, you know, I guess the point of all this is I don't know what's going to happen to the website. I know one thing. I know that I want to write. I know that I want to continue to write. I know that I want to write a lot in the Committed, and I will, a lot in the Committed Indian this year. I've got other feelers out and people that are asking me to write things for other websites, and I will. As far as me getting up at 4 in the morning and doing, or 5, you know, whatever point I have to get up to spend the 2.5-3 hours to do the daily update, I don't know that can happen. Not on the schedule that I'm working right now. And since that was the basic format of the way the Third Man In was, I guess the Third Man In will never be the way it was before. And that makes me sad because that was my original vision for it, and that's what I want it to be, and it's still what I want it to be. And if all things being equal, tomorrow I could work, you know, I could have a job where I could work from home. That's probably the way it would be. None of that shit's going to happen. So, the radio show is going to be constant, and it's going to be here all year long in some form. It may not be at blogun.com tomorrow morning, but it'll be somewhere. And you know, it'll be here. I mean, it'll be on Blog Talk Radio. You'll hear it. And, you know, I really think this is going to be something, you know, something special in some form or some way. I just don't know that as an individual that I can do thirdmanin.com anymore. And I don't like the sound of it. I don't like, you know, I hate to admit it. It's just the way it is. In order for me to be sane, in order for me to enjoy life, in order for me to have the energy to do this show, I just don't think I can do it anymore. I think I can contribute to the site. I think I can throw, you know, rants, and I can do an occasional big update like I've had for, you know, the past 3 years or, you know, however long it's been. But, you know, I just the daily grind of it, you know, because, again, I mean, I said this before, and I, you know, there are bloggers or writers out there that don't watch a fucking thing, and they tell you all they think they know about hockey. And if that's what they do and that's their thing, then that's fine. That's not me. I'm going to be in front of the television every night this year watching games from 6 o'clock till midnight. And I will watch, you know, I will watch three or four games at a time, and I will watch every one of the West Coast games. And then after all that's over, then I'll sit down and think, okay, well, what do I have to say about all this? I don't look at a stat sheet and see, oh, well, this guy was -2 last night. This guy sucks. There are a lot of people out there that want to do that. I'm not that person. It's being dishonest, and I'm not a dishonest person. I would never be dishonest with anybody that comes to the site and wants to read something that I say. When I write something or you know, when I say something on the radio show, it's because it comes from a position or some sort of knowledge. I don't know everything. I have my own views, my opinions, and all that. But at least they're coming from somewhere, not, you know, a blind sheet of paper. There's a lot of that, and I just can't do it. I mean, if I wanted to give you content, you know, I'm talking to the people listening to this. If I wanted to give you content every single day, I could do that. I could wake up and I could look at the score sheet and I'm like, oh, you know, this guy had 2 goals last night. He's awesome, you know. Or, you know, Jose Theodore, you know, only stopped 14 of 18 shots. He sucks. You know, I could tell you that Antti Niemi sucked in Minnesota on Sunday night. I don't know it. Looking at his stats, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't know. Maybe the 14 saves he made were amazing saves, and he was left hung out to dry on the other 3. I don't know. But there are people and there are bloggers all year long that will do that. They will wake up in the morning, they will look at the stats, and then they will tell you what you could already ascertain by looking at the stat sheet, but they'll tell you as if they actually watched the game. I can't do that. That's dishonest. And because I love the game of hockey so much, and that's where all this comes from, it's the enjoyment I get out of watching hockey, I'm not going to stop watching hockey to do a blog about hockey. That's asinine to me. I can't do it. That's the way it is. I will say this, for the people that didn't turn this off after I told them to turn it off, I would be interested in still hearing from people that would like to either partner or, you know, I don't know if bring their blog, you know, it just, you know, if there's people that don't even do blogs that would be interested in writing or doing something. I obviously I have a vehicle, so to speak. I have the platform, and, you know, for you to do something. You know, it's already here. It's got value. It's got, you know, its share of whatever market that this is. You know, and I can continue to do the radio shows 2-3 times a week, however many, you know, we end up doing them, which it's probably going to be 2 and then, you know, a mailbag or some sort of interview, you know, show, or maybe just all calls, you know, when we get this thing going. But for... you know, the foreseeable future, if if the third man in is going to exist, it's going to have to have help from others, or it's going to have to change, and it's also going to have to change its place, where it resides, because blogun.com sucks my sister's douche. I cannot explain to you what a mistake this was. For those of you who have been following along, I was doing, I not only did I plan to do a newsletter, I wrote a goddamn newsletter. It took me a while to get it done because of my schedule, but I got it done. It was still current. It was still informative. I mean, there were still a lot of nuggets that I still haven't seen anywhere else. And I have, the last few days, I have been trying to keep up with what's going on everywhere else and reading everything there is to read online. I've been trying to do that as best as I can. There's still things that I haven't seen that were in that newsletter. But the main three stories were, by the time that I could have just posted it on the internet. I mean, they were old news, and they had to go back and be rewritten. Well, the reason why it never got out there was because supposedly there was a bug in the newsletter module on the website that, it needed to be fixed, or it needed to be redone, or we needed a new newsletter module. Well, I'm not important, I guess, so I never got a new newsletter module. I think that the thing that pisses me off the most is that, I talked about this, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, but there's this thing that if you're on the BlogUN network, and if you actually are a writer and you contribute to the network, you're in this, this sort of email community where everybody emails, and all it is really, there's this thing, I don't even know what it is, but it's called ball hype, where you put your whatever, your article, whatever it is up there, and then you go into the BlogUN group and say, oh, hey guys, hype my thing, my article, and everybody hits the button, and it's hype to type to type to type to type, and that's all that happens really in this thing. But the issue again came up with some of these blogs that are realizing that their blog is not working on Internet Explorer. Does this sound familiar? Superstar, are you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm letting you take this ball and run, because I know you have a lot of thoughts on it.
Okay. Well, the response from the BlogUN people is that, BlogUN works perfectly fine on Internet Explorer, but Internet Explorer sucks anyway. Tell everybody they should be using Firefox. And right there in a nutshell, I'll tell you everything you need to know about BlogUN. You have people that are programming a website or a network that, what's the internet? I don't even know. I mean, let's do what we do here. Apparently, if someone from the Blackhawks emailed me a couple of weeks ago. We speak from a position of misknowledge or whatever they said. What's the market share on Internet Explorer? 85% of the market? 80%?
I would venture to guess it's probably anywhere from that 85 to high 90s, low 90s. You have the Mac users out there, so it may even be anywhere from 75 to 80%. But 75 and 80%.
All right, let's just say 70%. Well, their claim is that Internet Explorer 8 works fine with BlogUN, and okay. For the most part, I've heard that, and I believe that to be true. But we don't live in a perfect world. We don't live in a world where people that surf the internet care about the latest download. I worked at a place this summer that the guy was still on all of his computers was still running Internet Explorer 6. And I was constantly crashing, you know, and I finally had to tell him, I go, I have to do all these updates because I can't get onto these banks' websites with your Internet Explorer 6. And he's like, oh, okay, fine. You know, but, I mean, this is a guy that was running Internet Explorer 6 for 3 years. You know, I mean, that's going on everywhere. You have families, you know, that just have their computer set up in their house, and they're not on the, you know, people that aren't on the Internet all day, but they check the Internet. Maybe they happen to come across a blog you in blog. You're losing that share of the, you know, that person as a visitor. And when you make your network and you have advertisements, you're losing advertising dollars. Why this isn't an issue? Why they're not making the adjustments to accommodate, you know, IE6 and IE7 users, which was the problem that we were having with a lot of people that weren't getting on the site and saying, oh, you know, I tried to go on your site, but it crashes right away. Well, okay, and then we finally figured out, well, I mean, these are people that are using Internet Explorer 6 and Internet Explorer 7. You know, to me, someone who's on the Internet every day, you know, the upgrade comes up, and then I let somebody else tell me if it's any good or not, and then if it is, bang, it's up. You know, I've got it. But I'm someone that's on the Internet 10 hours a day. You know, most people aren't like that. You know, so, like, why? I just don't get it. You know, and again, I said this before, too. Everything, you know, we went down in the line and we talked about everything with these guys, or I did. I used the Royal We quite frequently. And as much to Second City's hockey chagrin, I do speak in third person from time to time. We'll stay on track here. But when we talked about, I need this, this is what I want, this is what, can you accommodate me? Can you do all this? And they said yes. And they did a great job in developing the site. You know, it looks great. Everything that I wanted is here. It took me a while to get used to a lot of the stuff. And I can't complain because, you know, about the site. I'm more upset for the other people this week that I read and that I heard from that were having problems with you know these technical issues. And the response from the network is, well, tell those people that are using Internet Explorer that they're stupid. I mean, what is that?
You know, that's bad customer service.
So here's the deal. All right. I know that we have people that listen to this that do this kind of thing. You know, that develop websites and whatever. I'm not a technical person. I don't really know much about it. I know enough to get myself around my administrative suite. And get shit on the website when I have shit to get on the website. But if there's somebody out there that is willing to put together, you know, see what we have or I have here, and kind of put that all together and be able to accommodate all that, set up, you know, whatever they got to set up, and then put, you know, maybe put like a pricing, you know, structure together, I'd be willing to hear from you. Because my days, obviously, if you listen to the last 10 minutes of this show, are numbered at blogun.com. You know, whether it be by my choice or you know, whatever. I mean, they are. And that's fine, because what the fuck am I going to do here if 45% of my audience can't get on the website? You know, or can't log into the comment board because they get shut out. Or because, you know, they registered a comment, but the comment gets deleted, and they're like, well, screw this, I'm not retyping that, and they leave. Or they can't log in, you know, they log into the board, but they get bounced out of the board. Or, you know, I mean, name something, you know, and I've heard it. And I just don't have the time, and I don't care to fight with anybody about a shit website. So
yeah, for such a large network, there should not be this many issues on the technical side at all. It's just not professional on their part at all.
And the thing is, you know, I can't be one to complain too much about the way that the thing's operating, because again, I don't have the time to put, if they want to say that I'm not putting my holding up my end of the bargain by providing daily or semi, content, then that's fine, touche. But I feel bad for these other people that have, left wherever they left from, or, I mean, they're starting up and they think that they're getting this great deal, or they're coming to this place and it's all going to be great. The fucking thing sucks. And it's hurting my reputation, and whatever that means. It doesn't mean much, but it is. I mean, I've got a website that people can't get on, and it doesn't operate properly. And it's got my name all over it.
You say it hurts your reputation, and what does that mean? Not much. No, that's a ton. I mean, especially when you have other feelers out that you're going to write elsewhere, even if it's once every blue moon. But how many people don't know about your website because of the Committed Indian? And how many people buy that magazine or program on a daily basis, see your thing, go home, go to your site, and then have issues? So that's a huge deal, that your reputation's being kind of dragged through the mud over, something that you can't control.
I don't know. But, it's frustrating for me because I came from a place where I was at my wit's end because I was on obsolete, internet, again, I don't know whatever you want to call it. I was on an obsolete program that, didn't offer me any options. It wasn't interactive. I really couldn't post audio. We could have never done the radio show over there. We could always do it at Blog Talk Radio, but part of the lure of doing it and having it, is having that button on the website where people just punch it and they add a tab to their browser and then they're off doing something else while the radio show's playing in the background. I think that's fantastic. I love it. But what good is it if 40, percent of the previous, group that came here can't get here anymore. They listen at work, and they're not authorized to add software or upgrade software, or they listen while they're at the library doing something else. I mean, there's people that do that. I've heard from people that say, oh yeah, I listen at the library while I'm studying for school. I mean, they can't upgrade to Internet Explorer 8 or Firefox if it's not on there. These are people that need. I mean, this is your audience that needs to be served, and they're not. They don't care to serve them. Well, then I really don't care to be here. So that's the deal. So whether the answer is that I shut down and I take the show elsewhere, whether the answer is a merger, whether the answer is people jump on board and get, maybe get excited about. Maybe joining me or whatever, because eventually my work schedule is going to slow down and I'm going to have the time to do this stuff. But I just don't see it slowing down anytime soon is my point. And I don't want to keep, I just don't want to lead anybody on saying, okay, well, because there have been times in the last few weeks where I thought like, okay, I'm going to have a night here where I'm going to be able to sit down and do it. It was last Tuesday night was one of them. And as it turned out, I couldn't, it wasn't my choice. I didn't choose not to service the people. I just couldn't. And I don't know what else there is to say. So if you're someone out there, and I think there are people out there that do this for a living, if you're willing to, at least email me and You know, tell me if you can offer a solution. I think I have some people I can reach out to as well. I don't want to give up on all the time that I've put into this, but I also don't want to waste anyone's time, and that includes the people that still, you know, and I thank every one of them for still bothering to type the thirdmanin.com or click on their favorite and check and see, you know, is he up to anything today? I thank every one of you that do that. I honestly do, but you know, I feel like I'm wasting your time because I have a network that's wasting my time, and I have very little of it to begin with. So that's kind of where we're at. So I guess we can leave that alone for now.
It's unfortunate that it happened to you. You know, like you said, you wanted to be a little more interactive. You wanted to be able to bring more things to the table, and you know, you just couldn't do it where you were at, and you know, it happens a lot. You make a change, and you obviously think, wow, this is going to be so great, we're going to be able to do pretty much whatever we want, and you know, it doesn't pan out, you know, and when it's out of your hands, it's even more frustrating.
Yes, instead of you know, fine-tuning the network and taking what you have and making it good and worrying about, I mean, it also seems, and no offense to anybody, and I don't even know that anybody, you know, that any of these people would listen. I mean, they're basketball blogs or college whatever blogs or rivalry blogs. I mean, it's like any dope that has a, you know, an internet connection and a keyboard can join Blog You In now. I mean, if you really, you know, I guess offense to these people. If you go around the Blog You In network, there's not a whole lot of talent here. Which is another reason why I'm pissed off. I think the hockey blogs, with the exception probably of the Pens blog, you know, again, I mean, why not? With the exception of the Pens blog, I think the hockey people are pretty good here. But you know, sort of reading, you know, and sort of looking at the other things around here, it's a bunch of shit, you know. And you know, again, like, do I want to associate myself with a bunch of shit? No. So. There you have it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, another reason why, you know, you surround yourself with dope, you're going to get dope.
All right, number to call in, 347-857-3781. Anybody wants to call in? We'll stay on the air a little bit longer here. We're 58 minutes into the show. 347-857-3781. And I forgot to mention this at the top of the show, but we are not going to be on the air next Tuesday night. I booked that I bookmarked that too. blogtalkradio.com/thethirdmanin. I'd bookmark that if I were you. So we're not going to be on the air next Tuesday. We will be on the air next Wednesday night. So instead of September 29th, we'll be on the air Wednesday night, September 30th, or at least I'll be. I don't know. Will you be able to join us, Superstar?
No, I will not. I will not be able to join you. That will be the day of the memorial, so I definitely will not be around that night.
Okay. It'll be me and the listeners, and maybe we'll get a special guest or two. But... Yeah. If you see me at the United Center on Friday, come up to me, and maybe you can be my guest host next week.
There you go.
Or maybe I'll have on as my guests the people from Blog You In. That would be a good show.
That would be a good show.
Oh. Okay. So Kyle Beach gets sent down today. What do we, you know? I haven't been to any of the practices. I do know from being at prospect camp, and again, I think I have a little bit more of a trained eye than, you know, maybe some dopes on internet message boards. I'm just firing now. Who knows what's going to happen in the last 30 minutes?
Yeah, you might want to end this thing just now.
Yeah. I didn't see anything from Kyle Beach in prospect camp that said that, you know, that indicated to me at that time that he was set up for a good camp, and I can't say that this surprised me at all. You know, I mean, there are certain, you know, people that said, "Oh yeah, he had a good camp. I wonder if they were even watching camp, because he didn't look like a guy that was ready to make the jump to me." He was a floater. He didn't really seem very aggressive. I don't see it with him. I just don't. I mean, there's certain guys that when you watch them play, even if they're not out there hustling all the time, or you see moments from them, you see wow moments where their skill takes over. I don't see that with Kyle Beach. You know, to me, he seems like a guy who has to play on that edge, but when he plays on that edge, he loses his mind, and he becomes a detriment to the team. I mean, who does that remind you of? I mean, it reminds me of Sean Avery. You know, so, I mean, is that where that kid's headed? You know, I was shocked, and I wasn't shocked that Akeem Alou got sent down without even getting a sniff in training camp. But I do know that there's also still hard feelings over what happened in Milwaukee in April that led to Beach and Alou getting kicked off the team and sent home. And Alou took the brunt of it. So I was surprised and I wasn't surprised. But Alou had a much more impressive prospect camp than Kyle Beach. And unless something happened or there was indication that his you know, that warnings that his attitude needed to change, you know, I don't know. But to me, Beach being sent back to juniors today is no surprise whatsoever, because I don't think he's ready. And I don't know that he'll ever be ready, because I don't see him, you know, as being a guy that you could say, well, yeah, I mean, he's going to be on the second, you know, the first or second line of the Blackhawks. I haven't seen it yet. You know, I mean, I've seen things when I watched him play at Everett, when I saw a couple of games that he played with Lethbridge last year. I saw some things that like, yeah, I mean, but that's junior hockey. And again, against his peers, really, you know, collegiate and junior and graduating collegiate and juniors, at the prospect camp, he didn't stand out. He stood out to people He stood out to people that were looking at a group of players that they didn't know. I mean, maybe they knew three or four guys. Or five or six guys, and one of those guys was a first-round draft pick named Kyle Beach, and they knew his number, and they recognized his face. Yeah, I mean, he stood out, you know, because you're looking for him. But did he stand out? Did he separate himself from the rest of that group of players? His, you know, what basically are and currently are his peers? Did he separate himself from those guys in those 6 days?
Absolutely not. No, and from the days that I was there, and I wasn't there every day, but I think I was there 3 or 4 days, he seemed like a guy who was there, not messing around, so to speak, but you could definitely tell that it was one of those things that he's always been the best player on any team he's been on, and he just, you know, he's got that, you know, I can pretty much do whatever I want attitude, and I think he carried over to that prospect camp where it was, yeah, look, everyone, I'm Kyle Beach. Everyone knows my name. And, you know, he floated through those drills and in those days, like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, for the Blackhawks who are very image conscious these days, you know, because you have, you know, Beach and Alou are on, you know, really on their last, you know, Alou, probably his last strike. And Kyle Beach, who's on icy waters, you know, to begin with. You've got a guy, and you know, one of your star players who thinks it's okay to beat up on grandparents. You've got, I mean, just, you have, you know, a lot of things that the Blackhawks right now are concerned about as far as their image and the way that these, their players are perceived, and to bring up Kyle Beach and Akeem Alou and throw them into the, you know, into the limelight right now. You know, I think there's a reason why those players didn't get sniffs, especially in front of the home crowd. Because, I mean, number one, they haven't deserved it. Number two, especially in Kyle Beach's, you know, I mean, I would have loved to see Kyle Beach play, you know, because I mean that's one of these things you want to see, you know. I mean, where are these guys at? You know, I mean, it's great to go to the United Center and see, you know, I mean, it's the first preseason game to see, you know, Taves and Kane and you know, Versteeg and all these guys are out there, and it's like, oh, this is cool. It's great to be back in the United Center again. But you know what? I would have rather have seen Lalonde and Beach and Alou. I would have rather seen those guys play because I'm going to see Taves and all those guys all year long. You know, I don't need to see those guys right now. I want to see these other guys play, and I want to see these guys play at a similar tempo that what you know is what the NHL is. And I you know, that's just me. But you know, I mean, these guys aren't ready. They're not going to challenge for spots. So why waste everybody's time by having them take time away, especially with the short training camp? Because you know, the Blackhawks are playing tomorrow night in Washington, and they come back home for the final preseason game in North America on Friday night against the Wild. Immediately after a game, they're hopping on a plane and heading to Switzerland. And those are two games that, laugh all you want, but those are must-win games. You don't, NHL teams don't go over and lose to Swiss A-League teams. So, you know, there's pressure on the Blackhawks to win those games, and those games will be played at a high tempo because, you know, Zurich and who's the other one they're playing? SC Bern. I'm having a mind.
My part. Let me. I'm looking it up right now for you, boss.
Thank you, Superstar.
Anytime, man.
Whoever they're. I mean, I know they're playing there. I mean, these teams that they're playing, they're not playing SC Bern. Who's the other team they're playing?
SC Lions and HC Davos.
Davos. Okay, they're playing. They're playing. Yeah, they're playing Davos and they're playing the Zurich Lions. So, I mean, those teams, it's the biggest game of their season, you know. And these are, I mean. Over there, they've been playing real games since the beginning of September, you know, and they've been on the ice and you know, training camps since the middle of August. So they've got a month's head start on the NHL players, and they're on their home ice, and it's, you know, the crowds are going to be raucous, and it's the biggest game. They're going to give the Hawks fits for at least a little while, and the Hawks are going to be playing those games at you know, full capacity and full speed, and they have to win those games. I mean, it would be embarrassing if they didn't. So, you know, I mean, that's part of the reason why you don't waste time playing guys in these four preseason games. Probably with the exception of that game in Minneapolis or St. Paul, that they don't have a prayer making the team anyway.
Well, Block, what have you seen? I should ask, have you seen anything that's a big concern so far in the preseason games that you have seen?
No, I think it's too early. You know, I mean, there are people that are going to jump on Cristobal Huey after Saturday night. And, you know, I don't know. Two preseason games, I don't take anything out of preseason games that you know. Well, I think a better gauge is how they're playing next week. You know, especially in the game on Tuesday, that's the game that the Blackhawks really. I mean, that's a regular season tune-up. I mean, you know, and it'll be played at a high tempo in a hostile environment, and they're gonna have to. I mean, if you go back and you saw the Rangers play against Magnitogorsk last year, they had a hell of a time with Magnitogorsk, which was the European League champion from the season prior. Now the Blackhawks are playing the European League champion from this past season, which is Zurich. So, you know, you assume that it's similar competition. If they won, you know, they did beat. You know, I mean, they. You know, the tournament is all the league champions from all the different European leagues. So it's you know, it's the same competition, basically. So it's not a gimme win, and the Blackhawks are going to be under, you know, pressure. And, you know, they're representing the league. And not only representing themselves, it's not just a tune-up, they're representing the NHL, and it'll be embarrassing if they go over there and lose that game. So I think that's the game for me, more so than Monday, because Monday you can blame, there'll be all sorts of excuses on Monday, jet lag and all this kind of stuff. Tuesday is the game they're going to have. They'll have their team out there, and that's the game I want to see. That's the game that I'd like to engage, and we'll talk about it next Wednesday, you know, one time only for now. Next Wednesday night, September 30th at 8 o'clock at blogtalkradio.com/thethirdman in, and maybe even at thethirdmanin.com. We'll see. Next week on the show, we are going to, and Superstar, you have homework to do, as do I. Next week on the show, we're going to do our season prediction, not just the Blackhawks, but the entire league in general. I will give you from 1 to 15 in both conferences. I will tell you who's going to finish where. I will tell you who's going to win the Stanley Cup. And I've never gotten it right yet. So if I never did get it right, I don't remember getting it right. But not too many people do. I picked the Red Wings last year, and they got there, but they didn't do it.
Well, you were close. You were close. I know there was a year that you picked the Sharks and they tanked on you.
That was the year before. And then I swore off the Sharks forever, and then I picked the Sharks in the first round against Anaheim. And now I will never pick the Sharks for anything. So, but yeah, next week that's what we're going to be all about on the show here. Well, you won't be here. You're going to have to email me your predictions.
I will email you my predictions.
All right.
Maybe I'll call in. I'll help you and your special guest host out, and I'll call in.
Awesome. All right. I got to get back to work here. But it was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure. We warned the people beforehand, so.
Yeah, well. I'm sure there's people at Blog UN right now, or whenever they hear about this, they're going to have about this to say. The guy's an asshole. But you and I have our first fantasy hockey draft tomorrow night.
We do.
First of two. Yes. Well, two that I know of.
Yeah.
Possibly more. I kind of wish that, and getting back to, in hindsight, we should have done the Third Man in Fantasy League draft this past Sunday. I think it would have made much more sense if it was like 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday with the Bears game following it. I think it would have made a lot more sense.
Yeah. That would have worked.
I never claimed to be a freaking genius. I just...
Yeah. That would have taken a lot of thought.
Yeah. Well, I listened to the people, and I took everything into account, and now we're going to have to drink a lot of beer on Saturday. But I don't know.
Generally not a problem with you and I.
All right, I got to get back to work. So I guess thanks to everybody for joining us. And, again, next Wednesday night instead of Tuesday, we'll go back to the regular Tuesday format. And then sometime, I think, between now and maybe even next Wednesday, I will figure out what other night we'll be on. But it'll be a floater because – Blackhawks are sort of all over the map on the schedule, so we're sort of going to float about. And so the other day won't necessarily be, you know, concrete or regular. It'll just sort of be out there. But I'll work on that. I'd also like to hear anybody that's willing to be our producer. You know, like work on getting us guests. maybe I can email back and forth with them, and they can create the outline for the show. They can send me updates on all the latest news and information and breaking stuff while I'm in transit. I'm willing to, basically like an internship.
Yeah.
I'm willing to pay the going rate for.
Well, go hang out in front of the Illinois Broadcasting College and just try to lure one of those kids.
I'm not loitering in front of any more buildings. I'm done with that. We need an audio guy. Just really take this thing to the next level. We need to get an audio guy. Because I should say this. Last night on hockey night, I caught the very beginning and I caught the very end. Very beginning on the train this morning, and I caught the very end while I was sitting here at work last night. And Forklift again has changed his story about celebrating Hitler's birthday on April 20th.
You ever go to Marcus Inn on April 20th?
That is my favorite drop of all time. All right, hold on. Let's play that one again for the people.
You ever go to Lashitz Inn on April? You ever go to Lashitz Inn on April 20th?
In stereo. He changed the story again. Now, see, last week he said that he and his wife were at the Lashitz Inn and they were drinking and having a good time and they didn't even realize that it was April 20th or what was going on and usually they clear the place out, but they said, oh, since you've been here and you're drinking, you're welcome to stay. And then all of a sudden, like, everybody's, celebrating Hitler. Well, this week he changed the story. He said that he hasn't been to Lashitz Inn since he was a little kid. See?
That's not even close to the same story. Yeah, I mean, a little consistency would be okay, but.
Yeah. But, we'll eventually get those guys on. And I think I'm going to run into those guys on Friday night at the United Center. So we'll work on getting them on the show. If you want to be on the show, the best way to do it is to come out and meet me in person and get I like to get a little bit of a rapport going with some of these people, some of these characters that are going to come on the show. Because I think. It works out better that if you kind of realize, like, what I'm all about.
Yeah, it definitely helps.
Yeah. All right, well, again, Wednesday, September 30th is at 8 o'clock is the next time we will be on blogtalkradio.com/thethirdman. And until then, I'm Chris Block. That over there is the superstar, and we are signing off. Good night to all. Say good night, Superstar.
Good night, Superstar.
Good night.